It's the night of Slichos, one of the magical nights on the Jewish calendar, a night that traditionally Am Yisrael, no matter when they say Slichos, during the week of Slichos, during the 2 weeks of Slichos, all of Am Yisrael say it, the middle of the night, right after Chatzos, the earliest time to say Slichos, tonight. B'motzoi menucha kitam nucha tchila. And as the Magen Avraham says, this is the beginning. Rosh Chodesh was the beginning, Rosh Chodesh Elul, but this is the next beginning. Rosh Hashanah is another beginning, Yom Kippur, Ne'ilah, but it's time for us to get on board now. Let's not wait for another beginning. Rav Sternbach writes, in Shuvas V'Hanagos, in Chelek Hei, Simenai and Gimel, Kufai and Gimel, it's not on your sheet, we'll get to the sheet in a minute. Rav Sternbach writes that we have to realize that Slichos is not just Slichos per se. Slichos is meant to affect our entire reality during these last couple of hours of Tavshinai and Dalet. Rav Sternbach says, Sheha'olam Toim. Everybody makes a mistake. We all make a mistake. We're all guilty. What do we do? We get ready for Slichos. Many say Slichos before Shacharis in the morning. So what happens? We say Slichos with Kavana, Atzuma, Hashem, Hashem. We scream out, Kel Rachav Achanun. We're all psyched. We're good. And I'm like, okay, Shacharis, let's move. Let's go quickly. Like, oh, it's the regular Shacharis. We think Slichos is something special and unique, which it is. It is special. But it's a Hosafas Tefillah. It's an addition. What do you mean it's an addition? It's supposed to affect our regular Tefillah. It's supposed to affect our lives. We're supposed to live our lives the next few hours, the next few days, on a different realm than we've lived throughout the year, and maybe that we've lived throughout our lives. So let's, for the next few moments, in the short little sicha before we start Slichos, focus on one thought that we could all use help in. We know there are six mitzvos that the Chinuch lists off that apply every second of our life. The six mitzvahs tmidios, he calls them. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Berurah, the beginning of his Sefer, first Bir Halacha and Siman Aleph. He lists off, he discusses, he quotes this Sefer HaChinuch, the six mitzvahs tmidios. Number one is believing in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, assuming that's a mitzvah, as the Rambam and the Ramban count it. Number two, not believing in any other God. Number three, the uniqueness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, believing Hashem Echad, the oneness of Hashem, all based on that first pasuk in Aseres Adibros and first pasuk in Shema. The sixth one, Lo Sasur Achrei Levavchem Achrei Enechem, not to follow our eyes and our hearts. And four and five, Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Two mitzvahs that, says the Chinuch, every moment of our life. Can't be a moment that goes by without the recognition, no matter what we're doing, in the back of our minds, that we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. What exactly do these mitzvos demand of us? To love Hashem, so what does that mean for me? Lamaisa, or is it a maisa? That's our question. If we look in the Rambam in Mitzvah Gimel and Mitzvah Dalet, very early on in the mitzvahs, very early, right after the first two Mitzvos Tmidios. The first four in the Rambam are the Mitzvos Tmidios, right? Believing in Hashem, and Yichud Hashem, and Avas Hashem, and Yiras Hashem. That's it, those first four. Mitzvah 5 is Tefillah. Interesting, as an outgrowth. The first mitzvah about doing something is davening. But the Rambam says in Mitzvah Gimel, V'amitzvah Shlish is he, source number one, Shetzivanu La'ahavo Yisaleh. We are commanded to love him. What do we have to do? Do we have to do anything? V'zeh, shenisbonein v'naskil, b'mitzvosav u'pu'ulosav. We are supposed to focus and think about his mitzvos and his actions. Atche nasigehu, until we understand as much as we can understand, v'nis'aneg b'hasagoso tachlez atainug, and we are awed and fall in love. When lahavdil, when we fall in love, we're like, whoa, amazing, awesome, tremendous. And we can't stop that feeling. Says the Rambam, that's what we have to think about Hashem. Just like we would think about our spouses. And if it's all-encompassing, think back when we were engaged. You know, just like, it just can't stop. Just think about all the milas. So that's what we have to focus on, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The mitzvos that He commands us, and also His actions, what He does. V'loshen Sifri, Levish Namar V'yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, Eini Yodea, Keset Olay V'samakom. How do I know? What's the mechanism? How do I love Hashem? Tam Alomar, V'hayu Advar Ma'ela, Shor Anochi Mitzavcha Yamal V'avecha. We have to focus on the Torah. Shemitokach Atamakir Et Shmi Sh'amar V'hayah Olam. This is the blueprint for the world and the blueprint to come to understand and deepen our connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as much as humanly possible. One more line. V'nei kvar bi'eru l'cha ki b'histachlus tis'amis l'cha ha'saga v'yagia ha'tainug v'tavo ha'ava b'hechrach. Clearly in the Rambam so far, without seeing any other source, what does Avad Hashem demand of us? A feeling, a recognition, not to do anything. Right? The Rambam didn't say about doing anything. Maybe to spread the ideas with others. But that's the Rambam. It's all about an internal recognition, just focusing, taking some time out of my busy life, and just thinking about what Hashem does, and what He does for me, and what He does for my family, and what He does for Am Yisrael. Avas Hashem. And that will bring us close to Him. And the same for Yiras Hashem. If we look in the Rambam, in Mitzvah Saseh Dalet, says the Rambam, HaMitzvah HaRevius, Shetzivanu lahamin yiraso yisale ulehi fached mimenu. We have to believe and be lehi fached. One might translate that be afraid or be in awe. Right, those are the two types of yira that are spoken about the mefarshim. Yiras haonesh, scared of being punished, and yiras haromamus, which is more better translated as be in awe of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again. Nothing demanded of us except a feeling, except a recognition. Velonia kekofrim aholchim bekeri. Not recognizing like a denier that somebody walks. Things happen. Avolnira bias ansho b'chaleis v'amr yisales Hashem alokech atira. Be in awe and fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So this is definitely one element of Avat Hashem and Yiras Hashem. Just the feeling, just the recognition. And the Rambam echoes this in Hilchos Yisodi HaTorah. More well-known Rambam, where he amazingly says that Ava and Yira can have the same root. Unlike any other feeling in any other relationship. Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the fifth Berakhot in Brachos. This is unlike any other relationship that we have with a person, where we have opposite feelings at the same exact moment. Opposite emotions. When it comes to our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ava and Yira could go in tandem. Together. To be in awe and to love. The Rambam says this not only by looking at the Torah, as he emphasized in Sefer HaMitzvos, but by looking at the world. Says the Rambam in Source 3, V'heichi aderech lavaso v'yiraso, how do I gain to the love and the awe? B'shoshi yisboni adem b'maisav. Just to think about nature. Think about the human body. Right? Just learn asher yatzar b'iyun. Right? Or any, just think about the world around us. U'bruv anifloim agdolim. The Yirmei and Chachmason Shein LaErek locates. We see the awesome wisdom, the infinite wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Miyad, immediately, it's a natural reaction. Who Oev, who Mishabeach, who Mefire. I love, I praise, who Misav, and I have a Taiva. The Taiva, Taiva Gedola, to know Him deeper, to know Him better. Leida Shem HaGadol. Kamo Shamar David, like David HaMelech says, Samanafshi, he had a thirst. Leilokim lekel chai. And at the very same moment, the Rambam says, Ukshemachashi b'dvarim elu atzman. And when I'm thinking, I'm getting these feelings about how, what He does. And we have to, every little action HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. Hashem talks to us in all different ways. Most of them we don't catch it. Right? Most of them I don't catch it. So one time I had on Friday, somebody emailed me about, I mentioned the tshuva in the daf shir about Rav Moshe, where I had no idea where the tshuva was. I saw it many years ago. And I was looking for something else for Shabbos tshuva, and boom, they're staring at me in the face. I'm like, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're the best. Right? I mean, sometimes it's obvious. But even when it's not so obvious, says the Rambam, we have to focus. Avas Hashem. But at the same time, Ukushim Chashi, B'dvarim Elu Atzman Miyad, Hu Nir Talachorav. I am awed and jump back. V'yifached v'yodeya shu bir yaktana shvela fela. Omedes bedas kal. I realize in the universe I am so small. I'm going to hold myself up. I'm going to pick myself up. Ki ga'o ga'a. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's not for me. In front of David HaMelech also. David HaMelech. Every emotion in the human condition is in Tehillim. Just got to find the right parak. David HaMelech laid it all out for us in a very graphic and illustrative way. It's all there. Just got to find the parak. So Rambam quotes David again. Ki era shamecha ma'asetz bo'secha ma'enosh kitizkerenu. What is man that he should be mentioned? It says the Rambam, again, that's Avas Hashem, that's Yiras Hashem, the same root. So far, what do I have to Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem? It's just about a feeling. It's just about a recognition. But that's not so clear. And that's very amorphous. So what do? I love Hashem. Okay, it's a feeling. But other Rishonim, and even the Rambam himself says maybe it doesn't end there. Says Rashi. Rashi on the Baruch of Kriyishma, on the Parsha of Kriyishma. V'ahayu advarim o'eila. V'ahavta Hashem alokecha. First pasuk. What does that mean? Should we say that twice a day? V'ahavta Hashem alokecha. Rashi. Source 4. Asei dvarav me'ahava. Do his mitzvos out of love. So this is already a new idea. Avas Hashem is not just about a feeling, but it's about something that should permeate all of my mitzvos. Not doing it by rote. Not doing it because I have to do it. Doing it because I know I'm an Eved Hashem. It's a schus. It's a schus to be on Hashem's team. Right, so it'll be Hashem's team, right? There's certain, like you hear certain sports players. I thank God every day for being on this team. I'm so happy we're on God's team. Asei dvarav me'ava. We play the game of life being proud. Einodo me'osa me'ava la'osa me'yira. And it's even a higher level. But even yira, doing it out of yira. The Eben Ezra says, in the next source, says, Hashem lokecha tira. It means out of fear, don't do the losaseis. Meaning, avas Hashem and yiras Hashem, yes, for sure. It starts off as a feeling, or it should be a feeling. But it also has to translate into our daily lives. Our mitzvos that we do and our averos that we stop ourselves from doing. That's ava and that's yira too. And the Rambam himself says this. The Rambam Menuchas Shuva. We shouldn't think that the Rambam only demands feelings. The Rambam in Surah 6 in Ilchus Shuvah tells us, Ha'oved me'ava, this is the last parak of Ilchus Shuvah, the highest level a person could reach. Ha'oved me'ava, osik b'tarov, v'mitzvos v'olech v'nesivas ha'chachma, somebody serves Hashem out of love, or learns Torah out of love, lo mipnei davar ba'olam, it's not because of anything else in the world, not because I want to do well on the big bechina that's going to come after 120 years. That's not why I'm doing it, because I'm scared of the big bechina. No, I'm doing it because I love and I can't wait. The highest level, Ela Osa Ha'emes V'Beishu Emes. I do it because I know this is what Hashem wants. So the Rambam is talking about doing, not just about feeling. And it continues on the next page, on the back. Hashem called Avraham, his beloved one. He served Hashem out of Ahava. He didn't just keep his ava inside. He used it to motivate his actions. The mitzvahs are done with ahava. So yes, avas Hashem, yiras Hashem, the mitzvahs that encompass our whole lives. It demands feelings, like every once in a while just to think, but it also demands throughout our mitzvahs the actions. The question is, so how do we get there? How do we get the feeling? And how do we put it into our actions? So as we just mentioned before, it's one simple idea. It's not simple. It's a simple idea, but it's hard to put into effect. And that is to make our lives God-centric. To put Hashem more into our lives. Because once he's there, it's easy. But if everything in our lives has HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a focus, and we're connected to Him, so that'll make us into Avdei Hashem. Rav Pinkus says in Source 7, many Rav Pinkuses appear in the pre-slichos shiurim over the past couple of years. Rav Pinchas says, if we would, somebody asks, what's the definition of a person? What's the definition of an adam? If we would say, what's the definition of a car? Says Rav Pinchas, what would we say? Well, it's a thing that has wheels, it has an engine inside, it has these cool buttons in the front that you could press and it makes like sounds, and it makes it blow smoke in the back, and so we're describing a car, that's true. But what's the essence of a car? The essence of a car is a vehicle that could take me from place A to place B. That's a car. There's a lot of periphery carness that we see when we see the car. But when we see the car, what's a car? Oh, it's got a big trunk. That's not a car. That's not the mahus of a car. A car is function. That's his main function. He gives that mashal. Line 3. You can sit there and go. What's a person? What's the definition of an Adam? We have bones and sinews and arteries and capillaries and veins and muscle and tissue. We have a lot going on inside of us. We have a heart and a liver and lungs. But what's a person? What's an Adam? It says of Pinchas, Adam, it's an Aleph. Aleph is the Anochi. The Kadosh Baruch Hu connected to the Dam, which is Ki Adam Hu HaNefesh. The more we're an Adam, the more we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Aleph with the Dam, that gives us life. And that gives us more, we're more alive. When we're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're alive. What does Chazal say? A Rasha, afilu b'chayav, nikra meis. A tzadik, afilu b'mosa, nikra chayim. Because it's about being connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what life's about. It says on line 19. Adam, ki adam hu hanefesh, v'alav ze alufo shel olam. Rak asher hadam shu hanefesh ha-mekushar. Mekushar la'alif. Shezeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, zakai ha-adam l'shem adam. Atem kruyim adam. We are called Adam. Other nations don't have such a special connection. Chav of Yisrael, Shenikra Banim Lamakom, it says in Perkei Avos. But we have to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not only at certain times in our life. It's a beautiful story told. There's one time there was a town, I might have told this before, that there was a town that it was known that there was a certain building that every day at 3 p.m. money fell from the roof of the building. Somebody threw money. And it was known. So every day people used to come to the bottom of the building, wait at the bottom, stand there like this, looking down at the floor, getting ready to pounce. All of a sudden they see money fall down, boom, they run to it, boom, they run to it. And they all come there, they're staring at the sidewalk because they're waiting to see where it falls, and wonderful. It's a great custom that whoever owns this building has. One time they come, 3 o'clock, everybody's waiting, they put their heads to the floor, they're looking at the sidewalk, and all of a sudden they feel these hard things falling on top of their heads. And all of a sudden they realize the rocks. It's rocks falling. All of a sudden they look up, they're like, what's going on up there? Who's throwing these rocks? What are you doing? And they hear a voice. Oh, you only look up when there are rocks, but when there's money, you have your face down at the sidewalk. When money's falling down on us, we're not looking up so much. We're focused on what we are. Only all of a sudden it starts becoming rocks. All of a sudden, oh, wait, who did that? What's going on up there? Where'd that come from? Adam is what we're connected always. Whether it's money, whether it's rocks. And it's even based in halacha. I mentioned the Tosfos in the past. Tosfos in Brachos Daf Yud Aleph asked the question, why do we say Birchas HaTorah only once a day? Well, we'll learn in the morning. We'll go to work for a few hours. Maybe we'll learn some Mishnayos by lunch. And then I'll do this or that. I spend many hours not learning during the day. Why do we only say one Birchas HaTorah? I go into the Sukkah 5 times a day? 5 separate brachas. Why is brachas different? It says Tosfos. Brachas, Yud Aleph Amabez. Says Tosfos, Yesh Lomar. Torah is different. Why is Torah different? Shiny Torah. She'eno miya'esh daito. To call Sha'a Adam Mechuyav Lilmod. Kedechsev Agisa Bayom of Alayla. Vavikimo Yoshev Kol Hayom Below Hefsik. Because the Jew's connection to Torah is all day. And a Jew's connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is throughout his day, no matter what he or she is involved in. Because we're Adam. And that's what could give us Avas Hashem. That's what could give us Yiras Hashem. We just have to allow ourselves to become more alive. And it's easier at this time of year. We're getting into this time period where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm here for you. Rosh Hashanah comes down, Dir Shoshem B'Yimatzo, even Elul. Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, we have the last 3 days of Elul. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, latch on now. Because once we latch on now, it'll be easier the rest of the year. Let us all become Adam. A few moments, we're going to say, Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, praised is those, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who sit in your house. In your house, the whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house. We just have to realize that. Ashrei Yoshvei Veisecha, if we realize the whole world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, he's all over, then Od Yalelu Chasel. Then we're going to keep on praising him. And we're going to keep the connection to him. And we're going to keep the Avas Hashem and the Yiras Hashem in feelings and in actions. We just have to let it happen. Hashem should give us the Siyata Deshmaya and the Koach in this Yemei Aslichus. Here we go. It's about to start to realize Lamancha. Hashem, we're here for you. We are your Avadim. Give us the Koach. Give us the Bracha. A year of peace in Am Yisrael. A year of peace in Am Yisrael. A year of Achdus in Am Yisrael, a year of Geula and Yeshua in Am Yisrael.